the importance of getting greater visibility and higher either higher earnings or higher tax rates actually help the industry, and a longer lead time so that treasurers and CFOs of these companies get comfortable is important too, because there's a lot of nuances to investing in tax equity on the legal side as well as on the structuring side. So it's all that's extremely important, and a long way of saying increased tax rates are potentially beneficial for the market as corporations are going to be looking to offset greater amounts of their taxable income to through investment tax credits.
Yeah, and I think also a trend that, Connor, you certainly are aware of, and as we worked on several things together that have this flavor, is that as renewable energy projects get larger, the need for tax equity obviously goes up from a dollar per project basis, but also these projects are also now having construction periods that are beyond 12 months or 18 months, and typically tax equity investors are uncomfortable committing tax equity dollars more than 12 months in advance due to their own internal tax planning purposes. So it introduces another challenge where for investors who seek to de-risk projects, you know, when they begin construction, it makes securing tax equity even harder, because now you're trying to secure tax equity for a, you know, a actual investment date that is beyond the year horizon which these corporates are planning their tax appetite. So, having this visibility helps that to some extent, but it still is a major challenge that a lot of people don't realize as these ultra, you know, mega scale renewable energy projects are being built. It makes the situation even a little bit more complicated.
That's a really good point, Will. Now we're kind of getting to the nuances of what it is that Will and I have to deal with on a regular basis when we're building some of these bigger projects. I mean, Will and I have worked on some stuff that's upwards of $500 million of cost just to build. And as we're saying, you need these pieces of the capital stack to come together for you to feel comfortable, to be able to do an underwrite. Otherwise, you know, when Will's talking with his investment committee and saying, look, we should invest in this project, you need to make sure that all the pieces of the pie are there, because if you don't have that piece ready to go, it's a lot. That's a real big risk of value loss for Will's investment. So as we're thinking about trying to convince tax equity to make, or investors who utilize tax capacity through tax equity investments to commit to things a year or 2 years in advance, it does create a little bit of a bifurcation or friction in the market, because sometimes treasurers and CFOs don't really know what their tax capacity is going to be like in 2 years. And so they're, you know, it's a little harder for them to commit to an allocation, a commitment of dollars, if there isn't a comfort level that they are going to be able to utilize those tax credits in that given year. And so trying to manage those nuances, it's hard. And it's something that, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to work through. But just to kind of give the perspective of away from all the policy and all the structuring and legal aspects of it that are important, there is a personal aspect. There's a business aspect to this. And bringing that piece in away from the cash flows that Will and I work with on the debt side, which is a, you know, we'll get into that in a second. But just understanding the drivers of the decision-making process for some of these groups, it's fairly important. And a challenge we have to work through to get those types of commitments 2 years in advance, because these projects are big. They take 2 years to build sometimes, as Will mentioned.
Yeah. It's even further exacerbated on one of the more interesting and sort of emerging areas of renewable energy, which is offshore wind, which can have upwards of 2 or 3 years of build time, which makes that challenge even more prominent. So there's a lot to be excited about, but tax equity continues to make things complicated.
But the good news is offsetting that is an extremely robust debt market.
Absolutely.
Think what we're seeing right now is a significant amount of capital is looking to be deployed on the debt side in renewable energy in the United States. It's an area of deep focus and a lot of offerings from the debt providers to participate And what that drives, though, is on the one side, you deal with the challenges of tax equity. On the others, you have a really constructive group with significant market competition that is allowing for really creative and constructive approach to financing some of these projects. So it's not like we're not trying to say that it's all too much of a challenge. And it's all uphill all the time. Debt has actually been a really great driver and facilitator of growth in this market, because those who are thinking about it from a cash perspective are seeing the value and are underwriting the value to help support Will's Group and people like Will's Group in doing these projects and providing the capital necessary.